found a disease that no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain.
The NFL does not want to talk to you. You turned on the lights and gave their biggest boogeyman a name.
You're going to war with a corporation that owns a day of the week.
No proof was presented today because there simply isn't any.
They have to listen to us. This is bigger than they are.
What do you think they're doing to you now? That's nothing. You have no idea how bad this could get.
I have to keep going.
They want you to say you made it all up.
If they continue to deny my work, men continue to die.
Sometimes in life, you're asked to leave it alone. But sometimes you can't.
Who are you?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Next week, the highly publicized Sony Pictures movie Concussion, filmed in Pittsburgh, will be in theaters. Concussion chronicles how Dr. Bennett Amalu first discovered chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in the late Pittsburgh Steelers center Mike Webster. Dr. Amalu is in Pittsburgh for a screening of the film as part of the launch of the Bennett Amalu Foundation and its affiliation with the University of Pittsburgh to drive research and understanding of chronic traumatic encephalopathy and traumatic brain injuries. Dr. Amalu, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
First of all, what is chronic traumatic encephalopathy?
Well, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE for short, is a disease caused by repeated blows to the head. Or even a single blow to the head, a single devastating blow, like in a motor vehicle accident. It is a disease that is caused by permanent brain damage. In high-impact sports, it's caused by repetitive blows, and with or without a helmet, with or without symptoms. So you could suffer these blows. You suffer microscopic injuries on the cellular level. Then, as time goes on, sometimes days, weeks, months, years, sometimes up to 40 years later, you could begin to manifest a constellation of symptoms that may include loss of intelligence or diminishing intelligence, loss of language, inability or diminishing ability to engage in complex intellectual reasoning, mood disorders like severe depression, bipolar, chronic alcoholism, chronic drug abuse, suicidal behavior, and suicides. And these symptoms are progressive and permanent. There is no cure for it.
How did you first spot this in Mike Webster? What were the signs or the clues that you saw as you approached him after he had passed away, after you examined his body and his brain?
Well, if you remember, Mike Webster died suddenly and unexpectedly. He died from a heart attack, but his life after football was no secret. He manifested the constellation of symptoms of CTE. He lost his mind. He lost his intelligence, his ability to engage in complex reasoning, lost his memory, and just couldn't keep his line of thought. He became destitute and homeless and bankrupt. So when he died suddenly, I heard his story and I made the connection that, having played football, that there was a reasonable probability that he suffered brain damage. I had believed somebody had figured it out before me. But when I examined his brain, saw the changes, I went back to the literature to search the literature, and there was no case in the literature. So I realized I had come across something new, and I had to publish it. I had to commoditize it. And by commoditizing it, I had to give it a name. And I had to give it an exotic name that sounded very erudite and intelligent. That sounded sophisticated, but yet had a good acronym. So I, I named it CTE. And I had to use a name that had a precedence, that had been used as a descriptive terminology in the past. So I came across about 37 names. I chose to use CTE because I thought it was sounded sophisticated.
But what did you see? What as you examined his brain, what were the signs that told you that this was something that no one had really seen before?
His brain looked normal by gross examination, naked eye examination. But when I did immunohistochemical analysis of the brain, it revealed abnormal accumulations of proteins, abnormal proteins. It had a distinctive topography. I don't have to go into the science, but essentially, there were abnormal protein accumulations that were distributed in a specific topographic pattern in his brain that was not Alzheimer's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease or what we call the frontotemporal dementias. It had a distinctive pattern to it. So that was what indicated it was a unique disease. And his brain was not atrophic, like that you would want to see in Alzheimer's disease. So another nitty-gritty, we don't need to go into those, but that was what helped me. Then subsequently, I found it in other football players, found it in a wrestler, found it in a military veteran. So essentially, this is not just about football. Any human activity whereby your brain is exposed to repeated blows, or repeated acceleration, deceleration.
And so, when did you first present your findings, and what was the reaction that you received?
Well, I published my findings. The reaction I received wasn't too good. The NFL made an attempt to, shut me down. They requested that my paper be retracted, that I was a fraudulent doctor. And if they had succeeded, that would have been the end of my professional career. So I did what I had to do. I fought back. I wrote a counter letter to their own letter, and the journal made a decision not to retract my paper. And then when I began to discover the systemic and systematic cover-up, I was inspired to use my education and my knowledge to become a voice for the voiceless and stand by the truth.
Do you feel that the NFL is now doing everything that it can to prevent concussions and CTE?
Well, it's a continuing effort. This is not about the NFL. It's never been about the NFL. We need to learn to embrace the truth, to seek the truth in whatever we do, whether it's a business or in our personal lives. What I have read in the press is the positioning of concussions. Concussions do not cause CTE. Concussion is a disease, just like CTE is a disease. And both diseases belong to a spectrum of diseases with a common cause caused by a blow to the head. So the spectrum of diseases, a blow to the head as the instigator, subconcussive blows, concussions, post-concussion syndrome, post-traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. So the underlying cause is exposure to blows to the head, not concussions. So when I hear the NFL make statements that they've reduced the incidence of concussions, that is a misappropriation of the science.
You recently published an op-ed piece for the New York Times in which you said, essentially, don't let kids play football. that no one under the age of 18 should be allowed to play high-impact contact sports.
That wasn't what I said. That is inaccurate. I never specified an age. I didn't say that. All I said was, as children, that we should not intentionally expose our children to harm. What we know is that the human brain becomes fully developed at about 18 to 25. So I did not say that don't let children play before the age of 18. I don't know where people got that from. Knowing what we know now, why do we continue to intentionally expose our children to the risk of injury? We wouldn't let our children engage in skydiving because it's a dangerous sport. We wouldn't let our children operate complex machines because it's dangerous. We wouldn't let our children smoke because it's harmful to your health. We wouldn't let children drink alcohol because it damages their brain, their developing brain. We wouldn't even let children have sex because they are still developing. We wouldn't even let children join the military because it's dangerous. We wouldn't even let children vote, but I don't know what is dangerous about voting. Well, maybe because they are not yet mentally mature to decide on who to vote for. So if they are not yet mentally mature to decide whom to vote for, where do we let them decide whether to engage in a harmful activity like high-impact contact sports that would expose their heads to repetitive blows? So all I'm saying is that as a society, we evolve. We're becoming more intelligent. And as you become more intelligent, you give up less intelligent ways you did things in the past. We used to smoke in restaurants. We don't anymore. We used to smoke in airplanes. We don't anymore. We used to use asbestos in common products at home. We don't anymore because it causes cancer. So knowing what we know now, isn't it our moral duty as a civilized society to protect the most vulnerable of us, the precious gifts of our lives, our children? There's nobody who would deny that blows to the head is not dangerous. There's nobody. I don't think there's any scientist who would deny that. So if we know that, why do we continue to expose our children to such dangerous activities? And this is not anti-football. This is not anti-NFL. No. I believe that if we have to play football, if children have to play football, the American ingenuity can derive safer football for our children. Now, if you're an adult and you decide to play, that is your right. I would be the first to stand by you to defend your right, liberty, and freedom to play. But as an adult, but not as a child.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Dr. Bennett Amalu, who first discovered chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, associated with concussions from high-impact contact sports. Dr. Amalu is in Pittsburgh for a screening of the film Concussion, in which he is played by Will Smith, as part of the launch of the Bennett Amalu Foundation and its affiliation with the University of Pittsburgh to drive research and understanding of CTE and traumatic brain injuries. And as you can hear, we're in a movie theater. You can hear the popcorn and such popping in the background. Dr. Amalu, have you seen the film, and what did you think of it?
I think it's a phenomenal movie. I think everybody should go see it on Christmas Day. It's a movie that reaffirms who we are as the greater American family. Go see the movie and tell me what you think. You'll be inspired. You will be glad that you were born an American.
How has the movie brought a new dimension to this discussion?
Well, like I have said, the movie Hollywood, Will Smith, Ridley Scott, Janina Scott, Peter Landesman, and Sony, they've taken this story from the depths of the valley to the mountain peak of the American psyche. It's not a national discourse.
And what did you think of Will Smith's performance?
Did a phenomenal job.
Dr. Bennett Amalu, joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Dr. Amalu, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
My guest has been Dr. Bennett Amalu, who first discovered chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, associated with concussions from high-impact contact sports. Dr. Amalu is in Pittsburgh for a screening of the film Concussion, in which he is played by Will Smith as part of the launch of the Bennett Omalu Foundation and its affiliation with the University of Pittsburgh to drive research and understanding of chronic traumatic encephalopathy and traumatic brain injuries. Coming up, a conversation with Pittsburgh's own contestant from The Voice, Chris Jameson, who is in town performing with the Pittsburgh Symphony's Holiday Pops Concert. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.